Genesis, chapter 20. And Abraham journeyed from there toward the land of the south, and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur. And he sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, She's my sister. And Abimelech king of Gerar sent, and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream of the night, and said to him, Look, you are but a dead man, because of the woman whom you have taken. For she is a man's wife. Now Abimelech had not had any sex with her. And he said, Lord, will you slay even a righteous nation? Didn't he say to me, She's my sister? And she, even she herself said, He's my brother. In the integrity of my heart and the innocence of my hands I have done this. And God said to him in the dream, Yes, I know that in the integrity of your heart you have done this, and I also withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore I didn't allow you to have any sex with her. Now therefore restore the man's wife. For he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you will live. And if you don't restore her, know that you will surely die, you, and all who are yours. And Abimelech rose early in the morning, and called all his slaves, and told all these things in their ears. And the men were very afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham, and said to him, What have you done to us? And in what have I sinned against you, that you have brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? You have done deeds to me that ought not to be done. And Abimelech said to Abraham, What did you see, that you have done this thing? And Abraham said, Because I thought, Surely the fear of God is not in this place. And they will slay me for my wife's sake. And moreover she is indeed my sister, the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife. And it came to pass, when God caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said to her, This is your kindness which you will show to me. At every place where we will come, say of me, He is my brother. And Abimelech took sheep and oxen, and male slaves and female slaves, and gave them to Abraham, and restored Sarah his wife to him. And Abimelech said, Look, my land is before you. Dwell where it pleases you. And to Sarah he said, See, I have given your brother 1,000 shekels of silver. Look, it is for you a covering of the eyes to all who are with you. And in respect of all you are righted. And Abraham prayed to God. And God healed Abimelech, and his wife, and his female slaves. And they gave birth. For Yahweh had fast closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech, because of Sarah, Abraham's wife.